You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Sivan, what happened on 6th of Sivan? Sorry? Matan Torah. Hazaka Baruch. You know what day it was? What day of the week?
Shabbat.
Hazaka Baruch. So Hashem gave the Torah on Shabbat Kodesh. On Shabbat. Hashem spoke to Am Yisrael on Shabbat. Yes, right. And then we received the Luchot. When did we receive the Luchot? I'm sorry? No, Luchot. When did we have the Luchot? Because the Matan Torah was only oral. 40 days later. No, we didn't receive the Luchot 40 days later. Hazaka Baruch, very nice, very nice. Yeah, Yom HaKippurim. Yeah, 4 days later the Luchot was broken. We didn't receive it. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom broke it, and on Yom HaKippurim we received the Luchot. Whatever that the Luchot is called, we got it. Yeah, whatever the Luchot was. Well, that's what we deserve. They got us. That's it. But so here we had two Luchot, and we are told the reason that Ribbono Shel Olam gave us two tablets was because, what's the reason? Very nice. Because there's a connection between the first set and the second set, right? Make sense? In the five commands on the first Luchot has connection with the other five. So how do we know? What does it say, such a thing? Maybe Hashem gave it, because if he would write it on one, it would be too heavy to handle it. So Hashem gave two, so he will have to carry it on both hands. How do we know? How do we know there's a connection? Where is the source? No, don't give up.
Shavuot?
How do we know that there's a connection between the first tablet and the second tablet? Well, how do we know such a thing? Now, there are many that believe that your duty here is to serve the Creator. So, what is it to me, you know, to be nice to other people?
It's his children. It's his children. How could you treat somebody, a father, he's a father, you work for the father, and then you abuse his children?
No, Hashem shall not to abuse him, but you don't need to go out of your way to, to respect or to value another Yehudi.
You don't have the father, and you don't have the children either.
Like, let's say there are many in a family, they do a lot of things for their Abba. You know, they're very attached to Abba. Maybe they don't like their sister, let's say, or their brother. No?
That's for sure.
There are many like that. Many like that.
That's for sure. They do bad things, but they don't love.
No, there's such a mentality. You know, what is it to me? You know,
But did they even ask the father? Is he happy or not?
The father?
Yeah.
Maybe he says yes. Maybe he's not happy with the, maybe, you know, who do you know that the father is really totally pleased with all the kids? You know any father like that?
No.
I'm saying, if you find one, say Sheikh Yan Mirimam.
Maybe there is five.
Amen.
There is five between me and another fellow Jew, and there is five between us and Hashem.
Yes.
So we cannot just say we want to keep five and the other five.
Yeah, we have been fighting about this past half an hour. Yes, but how do we know they have some type of connection? Like the first one to the sixth, second one to seven, and so on. So now, there is a very simple quote that Tatar Shavin talks about Luchot. When he mentions Luchot in the Torah, the way it's written is Lamed, Chet, and Tav. There's a Vav is missing. So that means the Torah, when he mentions the tablets, he writes it as a singular term.
Yeah, is that what happened?
Yes.
Yeah. So that means the Torah says this is not two, it's one. So this, from here we know that the Luchot, they're not two, they're one.
But there is a,
that's the Torah source.
Single is Luach, it's not Luchot, Luchot.
Yeah, that's what the term is. So when you want to say two, you say Luchot. So you need a Wav there. So now, when there is no Wav, so that means it's not two. So if it's not two, that means it's what? That's less than two. So it's not two.
So why do you put Luchat, not
Luach? Luchat and Luach is the same thing.
Luchat and Luach is the same thing?
Yeah. But we read it as a Luchot, but the term is defective. It's chaser, it's called. The term is ma'ayu.
So that means, the Torah is wanting to tell us, don't think that is two sets of commands. It's only
one.
One, as you said. Exactly. But that's the source. But you were exactly right. Everybody was right.
So now here, Gemara brings a very interesting point. That we have a general rule in Judaism. Like let's say yesterday or the day before, we celebrate Shavuot and it's brought, like let's say the Musaf concludes all the 49 days. So this we counted 49 days. So now the Musaf actually
is called Makibe Patish. It's the last process that finalizes the 49 days. This Hakol Holech Achare Chitum.
Chitum, Persian they say Chatemeh. Chatemeh, they got it from Hebrew.
I mean, everything goes after ending. So now here, if you look at the Luchot, you see the Luchot, what is the last command?
Lo tachmod, or lo titaveh.
So here, Gemara learns that the whole concept of the command of the ten diberot, it's all based on
son, to be able to delete jealousy from your system.
That means
and all the commands that is mentioned there, you know, Shabbat, Kibbutz Avayim, Lo Tisach, Lo Tinav, Lo Tignav.
All is based on the mentality that is not
desiring somebody else's belonging.
It means that if you have jealousy on you,
all the rest of the
So that means if you're jealous, mentality, you cannot claim, I believe in God. You cannot claim, I keep Shabbat. And you cannot claim, I respect my parents, and so on. That means, as long as you are defected by infection, after jealousy, everything else is hevel havadim. That you can say also.
You follow that?
Somebody was telling me the other day about business. He says if someone does 90% of the job and the other one does only 10%, the 10% is what it is, make it complete. Other than so the 10% of the job is worth more.
Beautiful. I'll tell you much simpler example. To get a destiny sometimes, like in Eretz Yisrael, or other places, you take two buses, two trains, right? And to change buses or trains. You have done it? No?
Yes.
No?
I used to be in
Iran. No, like today, like in Eretz Yisrael, they want to go from one city to another city, you take three buses, two trains, right? So now just imagine somebody has 100 shekel, right? You take one bus, and you arrive to Tahana, to take another bus, and then you get to the third station to take the third bus. There is no money left!
Wait.
That's what Tahmot means. So now you took two buses? You don't have any money left.
What the jealous person ask himself when he's jealous?
Yeah, we'll see.
But they say there is a concept of kina sochim. Is that good?
No. Now today we don't have such a thing. No. Because we cannot distinguish what does it mean that to envy another scholar. The Gemara brings such a thing, learns it from Rachel, Leah, Imahot, and so on. But them that we're able to envy other people to improve. But we envy people to destroy. And it becomes exactly as Gemara says, Chas v'shalom, Chalila v'chas, God forbid, not for any Yehudi, Chas v'shalom. Sometimes people say,
Bar Minan, somebody had the machala, uncured one. And then the doctor afterwards says, it's spread all over.
If it's on one spot, then it spreads all over.
And that's how it is. A jealous person, what happens?
He's gone. He cannot sleep. He cannot think. He cannot eat. He cannot walk. He sits. If you feel he's sitting here, but he's not here. He's not here. See? He's not here.
That's what happens.
I have a question. The bone of the person nourished from the ear. What did he say? And then they say the jealous person, his bone become empty.
Rotten, yeah.
What is the connection between the two?
Right. See, there's many stories the Gemara brings. Actually, there was an interesting thing in Masechet Shabbat brings that happened to be that one of the sages
is plowing his field. And then when they're plowing the field, they find the body untouched. I think it was Rabchia. So then
You see, you know, they were shocked. How could it be? You know, somebody dead, his body is untouched.
Because he wasn't generous.
Right. So now they asked him, that's the dead person. No, how come can he be, you know, untouched? So he told them, you didn't learn Mishle. Shalom Aleichem Hashem says, Raqub Atzamot Qina'a. You know, when you have jealousy, your bones becomes puk, rotten. In my life, you know, I was happy for whatever I had. I bless everybody that whatever Hashem gave him. I never said, this is mine. You know, you don't know. But here, you know, in Hebrew, the bones is called etzem. Etzem is called ostochan. So now, where does this term come from? Now, we have a term in Hebrew, it's called atzmai. What does atzmai mean? Atzmai means independent, right?
No selfish.
No. Atzmai means I'm independent, right? So now, people that are jealous, they don't feel they are independent. That means they don't leave, they cannot leave unless they have whatever somebody else has. They don't feel, you know, okay, I have my own life. Hashem gives me, Hashem take care of me. They're not atzmai, they depend on other people. So now, when you're Atzmayut, your independence is based on other people, so your bones become puk because you don't have it. You depend on other people. So here the pasuk says, when you are jealous, that means you're not atzmayi, you don't have self-confidence, so your bones becomes puk. Hello. Torah, Hashem says, "B'chavod, you want to be jealous? No problem." So as the Kriyat Torah, Parshat Yitro, as you paid attention, you listen. Lo tachmot eshet re'echa ve'avdo ve'amato ve'shoro ve'chamoro ve'chol Hashem re'echa. It says, don't be jealous. The wife, the maiden, the chamor, the Rolls Royce, the house, the bank account, whatever you know it has.
It's packaging because it's got a lot of discussion about good thing and bad thing. When you are jealous, you take the entire.
Right. So now here, there is no need to mention that v'chol asher le're'echa. Why is it says everything that he has? Because you already itemize it. It is enough. So Rosh Hashanah says, I have no problem. You're jealous at him?
You know what his kid is doing to him? Do you know how many times a week he goes to see a doctor? You know what the problem he has with his wife? You're jealous? Bechavod! Take everything! Bechavod!
if you know what's going on in that $20 million house with the tennis court, you even wouldn't want to pass by there. You would cry for these people. Cry. Cry. I mean, they're not Yehudim. They go. They're not Yehudim. But here, what you see, it's not true at all. But many points, but because we don't have time, but here, what is the task here? What we not to do? Take some message, you know, in the Mutzai, Yisru Chag, Shavuot. Gemara says a very interesting thing. Gemara says that
Mr. Camel, one time, he had a desire to have horns. Horns. So he went around. He wanted horns. Well, like other, he wanted, you know, have a nice shach. So he went around, and then he ended up, they cut his ear. If you look at the camel, it's very big. It's a very little ears. You notice?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have one?
No.
No, you don't have one?
Yeah.
So Gemara says that Gamal had the desire not to have a horn.
So what did that end up with? That they cut his ears. Kala Kadosh.
The message of the Gemara takes at least the life of the Noah, Allah Shalom, to realize. If you're not happy with what you have, what Hashem has given you, you're looking for something that you don't have, your ears becomes minimized. That means even whatever that you have, you're not going to enjoy.
Whatever that you have, even you're not going to recognize what a lucky, blessed person you are. Why? Because your head is somewhere else. You look at it somewhere else. See, you are on this. I cannot be happy without it. I want to have a shach.
I want a horn.
And then what's going to end up with? Your ears becomes little bitty, miniature ears.
And that's what exactly the whole forbidden act after Atena Lushar is all about. To stay a normal, healthy, positive human being,
you have to constantly count, list the blessing that Hashem has given you.
And you should stop to cut your ears. And that's what happens. Your ears become smaller and smaller and smaller. And then you even cannot find your ears anymore. And that's why you don't hear. That's why you don't listen. Why? Because your ears is gone. Because you only thinking about, I have to have that. He has to give me that. So then the ears are not going to hear.
Hashem is like, you know,
give us this zechut to keep the size of our ears.
Amen.
And not be cut off, Hashem Shalom. And He's given us Hashem Shalom, Ani Yeshuot, Nachat.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.